Guy Gruters flew over 400 combat missions in the Vietnam War. Two of those missions resulted in him ejecting from his F-100. The story of his service and those two harrowing flights begins today on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Guy Gruters graduated from the Air Force Academy in 1964 and went to Vietnam and began flying the F-100. He was part of something called MISTI.
MISTI was a unit that was flying over North Vietnam at low level, finding targets for the strike flights coming in. We just had smoke rockets on our wings, and we were down low to find the convoys.
They would shoot those smoke rockets so dive bombers above them would know where to pinpoint their attack. MISTI was a top secret and all-volunteer force of 13 pilots.
This was extremely dangerous missions. Yeah, I was shot down 2 times out of 13 missions, to give you an idea.
The first time he was shot down, he ejected over the ocean and was rescued. The second time he was hit and ejected at just 1,500 feet over the jungle. He knew his chances of survival would be slim.
A lot of them were killed immediately, generally by crowds of irate soldiers or civilians when they'd come down. Remember, you're coming down all by yourself. And so you'd come down, a crowd would surround you and kill you.
Guy was captured by 10 soldiers on the ground on December 20th, 1967.
They tied me up and stripped me, and I was walking out into the fields, and hundreds of civilians with machetes came screaming from all directions. But these soldiers surrounded me, drew their bayonets, and faced down the civilians and kept them from killing me.
Guy was headed to the first of 6 different prison camps that he would endure over the next 5-plus years. More of his story next time as we travel the countryside near Sydney, Ohio. I'm Andrew McCrae.